All right, welcome everybody. We've got a full couple of days here. One thing we pride ourselves on is having more speakers, insights, investors on stage per day than any other event that we know of globally. Sometimes people have five different streams going at once, so you miss most of the content. That's not how we do things. One stream of content, so you get to hear all the different perspectives. There will be zero Oxford and Stanford, Harvard, MIT professors up here showing you graphs of gold and inflation in the last 100 years. The longest anyone speaks is 15 minutes. So we're very fast moving. Hope you have a great time here over the next 2 days. This will be our last event that's an investor summit, which is only 2 days long, and then cocktails the night before, at least for the foreseeable future. All of our quarterly investor summits will be 3 full days with cocktails the night before. So the length of a full super summit that we used to only do once a year in South Florida, we're now doing every quarter. So we have one coming up in New York in early May. We have another one in October in New York, and then at the Ritz-Carlton in Key Biscayne coming up in early December. And those should all be 1,000-plus person events, all with 125 speakers on stage. This event, 2 full days, so we'll have 75 different perspectives on stage over the next couple of days. So as you heard Charlie say, my name is Richard Wilson. I founded the Family Office Club 17 years ago in 2007, and we've learned a lot over that time. We see running an investor club as a perpetual learning machine. I hope you find the same thing after coming to our events for 18 or 24 months. You should be able to learn about investment structures, strategies, trends, ways to negotiate deals, ways to conduct due diligence more effectively. That should really transform how you do investments. And every time you come to an event, hopefully come away with a multitude of ways to benefit from it. So I'm going to share what some of those are. For those of you who are new to Family Office Club, there's not too many people that have Family Office podcasts, YouTube channels, et cetera. But because we were early in the space writing one of the first books on the industry, and we acquired familyoffices.com, 12 years ago, we do have some of the leading multimedia platforms in the space, including about 12 million social media followers. And I really think it's our values as a company and as a team that really is our big advantage. And we love what we do, and it's exciting and interesting. And I go to every one of our 275 events, so I don't want it to be boring for myself. And I think if we accomplish that, it's probably not going to be boring for most people in the room. So there'll be a lot of things going on, a lot of learning, and a lot of new connections. Every event, we have new investors in the room as participants. We have new investors on stage as well. You're going to hear from 7 pro athletes on stage over the next couple of days. You'll hear from 6 billion-dollar-plus family offices. You're going to hear from 6 to 7 doctors and dentists on stage, and a lot of private investors, angel investors, and family offices, of course, as well. This is one of my favorite quotes from Mark Cuban, and it's basically saying that the great equalizer is that most people think you need a lot of money to make money, but if you outlearn and you outwork others, then you can move far ahead. And so that's part of how we approach business challenges and business in general. It's just one of my favorite quotes, and it has to do with actually listening to the people on stage over the next few days. We have some people who come to one event with us. They say, I didn't really meet the right people. I was really hoping to meet someone like this or that. And we say, oh, we had like 7 or 8 of those on stage. And they said, oh, well, I was so busy networking out there, trying to shake everybody's hand. They didn't hear what any of the investors said on stage. And we ask every investor on stage, what are you investing in right now? What are you looking for? How do you like to structure deals? If you're out there working so hard to get a deal done or to find someone, you're going to miss the exact right fit that's on stage telling you exactly what they want. And it might be exactly what you do. If you introduce yourself to anybody on Whova, make sure you don't just say, hey, would you like to meet sometime? Because they don't know what you want to meet on. They don't know who you are yet. So, you know, hopefully just use your one-liner and be really succinct and concise with it, so it's clear on why you'd like to meet, obviously. How many people here like to watch golf on TV?
Thank you.
So 7 or 8 hands. How about Drive to Survive? Anyone seen that documentary? Okay. So if you like to watch golf on TV, you may not like this event as much as some others because it's not super slow moving. But like I said, no economists. We don't have a single paid speaker, 75 speakers on stage. We didn't bribe anybody to spend their time here. They're here as part of a community to get business done, connect with people, share insights, and grow just like you. I think that's important. Over time, who knows, we may have a paid speaker or two, but it's important for you to know that we aren't paying people to spend their time here. they're coming back and spending time here to get business done. There's many ways to get an ROI for yourself out of being here. Many times people have told me, you're not going to get this deal done. Go away. You're wasting your time. I've already told you no 5 times. And then we change the structure of the deal. They say, we'll do that deal. And then we get the deal done 10 days, 30 days later, many times. I'm sure many of you have experienced that as well, right? And so listening for new structures, new approaches can make the difference of getting a deal done that you're working on right now. That's one way to get an ROI here. New strategies, new niches to pay attention to. In 2011, 12, 13, when we hosted events back at the Harvard Club back then, the 23-year-old crypto kids would literally get laughed off the stage by the gray-haired real estate guys in the room. Those people don't need to go to any events anymore, right? And so just listening for these things, whether you like sports betting or cannabis or crypto, those trends of legalization and mass spread are things that have created waves of billions of dollars of net worth for people who are on top of those trends. Even if you only spend 1% of your brain on those things, it's good to be aware of up-and-coming trends, how AI may impact your industry. We just got done transcribing 913 YouTube videos where billionaires have given public talks, and we loaded those up into our Billionaire GPT so we can ask questions and you can get mentorship advice from the collective wisdom from 917 public billionaire talks. That's pretty unique and fun use of AI that's somewhat practical, at least, right? Not some pie in the sky future use. So keeping an eye out for things like that can be interesting. Other things you can look out for here, many people come and they say, well, I want to find an opportunity as an investor or an investor for my piece of deal flow or for my company. And that's fine. You could definitely find some of those here in the room. But the fastest way to grow, I found, is to find a balance sheet partner, a co-GP partner, a JV partner, a systematic capital partner, who by connecting to that one other investor club, they have 2,500 investors in their community. Or that one CPA, someone came to one of our events, they met a CPA, and that one CPA referred 40 investors over to them. Even knowing that that strategy is out there, and knowing in many states you can pay a CPA for referrals above board without violating guidelines, you know, ask your attorney. Just knowing that could open up light bulbs and say, oh, I should figure out what CPAs are in Beverly Hills or in my local community, et cetera. So keep an eye out for strategies like that. Many times, those who become ultra wealthy are entrepreneurs. They might not say, oh, my name is Richard Wilson, president of the Wilson Family Office. Most of the time, it's not going to say that. You might ask somebody and they say, oh, well, I had a few car washes and I sold it. They have no reason to brag. They might be worth $100 million and they sold their 120 car washes. But saying that might just create an awkward situation sometimes in a social setting. They also might not want people hawking them and really trying to pitch them hard, right? And so some people who might look like they're raising capital or look like they have a moderate business might be the wealthiest people that you meet here in the room. They don't need to have a big fat, you know, 6-inch Rolex on their wrist, even though some people do. There's nothing wrong with that. So just make sure that you're just helpful to people and genuine and get to know them and add value to them. And then that all comes around long term. So here is my team. We have 25 people on the team. It's how we get everything done, just like your team. So very appreciative of them. So please be polite and respectful to them. You probably met several of them as you came in. If you're a new member, make sure you've done a new member walkthrough with Jennifer. A lot of people join our investor club and then never access the portal. And we have video recordings of over 1,000 investors saying what they want to invest in the membership portal. So it's important to access that, get access to the webinars and all of the resources that our club has to offer. So here's my home team. I've got 3 daughters and a wife. We like doing fun, adventurous trips. I shared some pictures of me getting altitude sickness at our last annual event that you saw on stage, maybe. This is a picture of us in Zion. We're going to Machu Picchu in April with 10 or 12 doctors and dentists and friends and family members. And a picture there is Lanikai Beach, which is connected to Kailua. And it's actually where I'm relocating my family starting in June. We're going to start hosting some events in Sydney, Australia, Singapore, and keep all of our U.S. events going. Part of that is just being aligned, you know, to come up here every quarter and tell you about how you should be investing in your health, and your health is more important than your wealth, because your wealth is probably going to get taxed and it's not going to be a lot of fun if you don't pay attention to your health, obviously, and not live in a place that promotes both our business and health to the maximum is one reason why we're relocating to Hawaii for where I'm going to be located. My team is virtual, so it doesn't really matter too much. But Hawaii is rated the number one healthiest state and number one happiest state in the country, probably for a reason. So it'll help us access Asian markets as well. This picture of Machu Picchu should be a lot of fun. I'm not going to read through all these examples of deals closed, but we had a new member in our club. They came to two of our events, and they landed over a $10 million check for their investment fund offering in the private equity space. We have people that come and get a $100,000 investor, $500,000 investor. We had one that had $30 million in AUM. They met one billionaire in the room and grew to $130 million in AUM just 14 months later, and it took them 5 years to get to $30 million. So strategic relationships is the most powerful thing to look out for. There's all types of joint ventures and partnerships that have come out of this room over time. One thing you might have noticed on our website is we've launched an enterprise package level of membership that gives you access to capital raising, pitch deck coaching. You get like 8 coaching calls to put together your materials, a whole bunch of templates that we use for our materials. And you can learn more about that at pitchdecks.com. And it's just another membership type within the club. So we're getting so many requests for that. So just wanted to make sure and mention that. Medical clinic capital, I've talked about many times before. In the operating business world, we look to source medical and dental practice deal flow, multi-location practices. So if you're connected to one that needs growth capital, we delay the sell to private equity. We are not private equity. We come in as minority. So you can sell to private equity after you've grown your practice further. I'm going to be talking at the beginning of tomorrow's day about billionaires.com a bit. We've interviewed just under 40 billionaires now. We just interviewed Tim Draper, and there's a team member or two here from Draper X in the room, I believe. We had a great interview done with him, and you can go there and see all of the interviews we've done at billionaires.com. And I've read about 75 books on billionaires so far, and I just wanted to share a few of our people that we're trying to interview next, in case any of you could shoot a text message to them. Shaquille O'Neal and David Rubenstein are both considering doing our interview. We've been talking to both of them in the last week. So it'd probably tip the scales if someone sent a text message and said, yeah, you should do that interview with Richard. That'd be amazing. That's how we got Tony Robbins' interview done, is that we said we wanted to do an interview with more billionaires. And then someone came up and said, hey, Tony's on my board. We can get that done. He sent a audio message to Tony. I introduced myself, and Tony replied 2 hours later answering our interview questions. So if we get one of those done at each event, it'd be awesome. Definitely appreciate you keeping that in mind. Here are some billionaire books that I'll show on screen a couple times throughout the event in case you miss it, but these are just books we recommend you read. We've surveyed our audience. Most people have read 5 billionaire books in their life, but have read a couple hundred books. That means most of us here in the audience are reading books by people who are really good at marketing their books, but not as good at business as billionaires are, which is a little bit backwards, right? So I'm not reading any books until I read every billionaire book that any billionaire has ever authored. And it's really helping transform our company. And it's one reason why, you know, our social media following has gone from 2 million to 12 million, you know, in 18 months is from ideas we've gotten from these books. This is a little QR code. If you can scan that tiny little code, it'll pop up and give you the list of the 240 books. I will show this again tomorrow in case you don't grab it fast enough, but I'll give everyone another 5 seconds to grab that real quick. 110 of the 240 books you can listen on Audible. If you're like me, stack of paper books just sits in your closet and you'll get to them one day, and you get through Audibles when you're going through the airport and sitting in the clear line that used to be short and now has 50 people in it. We talk about ultra healthy quite often. This is David Goggins. At our last events, I just want to remind you of some of the things we've covered, so you can go back and look at the videos in case you missed a couple of the events. But we talked about investing in your health is more important than investing in your wealth. We also talk about cutting out toxins, energy vampires, things slowing you down, that employee that you know you should have let go of 9 months ago, but it's a little bit of a pain to replace them, but you probably find someone even better once you do, etc. These are things that we have identified by interviewing billionaires and centimillionaires as being absolutely critical. We have Joe Williams and his wife here, the founder of Keller Williams. He always gives great talks. We did a fireside chat with him recently. He's going to be moderating a panel. We talked about brute force reciprocation and how that strategy has transformed our whole company. And we hope that you already apply it naturally or could use that strategy and apply it to what you're doing. That was at our annual Super Summit. We talked about that. And then we also like to talk about how you should have the most fun year of your life every year. Because if you're doing things in business that are not exciting and fun, then you're probably not pushing yourself. You're probably not challenging yourself. Like Goggins said, he pulled up to a stoplight one time and someone rolled down their window and said, "Hey Goggins, I'm not really improving my life too much. What's going on? I'm not really getting my full potential." And he's like, "Oh, well, what are your goals?" And he lists them out. He's like, "Are you scared of not meeting those goals?" And he said, "No, I think I'll get them done." Like acting like that was a good thing. And Goggins like, "Well, there's your problem. You've got boring goals that are not exciting. Like you're not, you know, your goal is to do a 5K or something." And so the point is not to just go travel and not work and be lazy and just do fun things. The point is to only focus on business goals that are exciting, only work with great partners on exciting projects and things that could be exponential as a result, not just linear, right? So we like to talk about things like that in our club. Last couple quick notes to maximize your time here today. When you meet someone, try to add value first. Be kind and polite, but also concise and not super long-winded. If you meet someone who's really valuable, you know, try not to corner them for 20 minutes. There's hundreds and hundreds of people here to network with for both of you. You know, most of the time, you're not going to close anyone on doing a deal with you unless you're doing a $10,000 crowdfunding deal, like right here in the room, right? It's about getting to know someone and planting a seed and growing a relationship. Don't miss what's said on stage. And just keep in mind, investment structure, strategies, investment preferences, tax strategies, macro trends are the things that we're looking out for above everything else. And the number one mistake is linear thinking and just thinking like, I am here to find an LP investor for this one thing, or someone has to invest with my fund and be an LP of this type, or I cannot work with them. The people that grow the fastest have an open mindset, and they have a co-GP mindset, balance sheet leverage, use debt, equity, et cetera. Think about distribution partners, ways to access hundreds of investors at once instead of just a couple, and how to scale and emulate those you see on stage who have scaled exponentially, like a Joe Williams, like a Kevin Harrington, who is on Shark Tank and created As Seen on TV, like Ed Connors, who built Gold's Gym to 700 locations and had a sale, who's speaking here later today. Those are all people you can learn from here at the event. One of the worst things you can do, which doesn't happen too often, people will go around the room and say, "Are you an investor? Are you an investor? Are you an investor?" And it's like, to that person you're asking, the answer is going to be no. Like, "Oh, nope, not me. Go over there. I saw some over there." No one, you know, it's not good. So the bottom line is that it's better for everybody if you can be a class act, institutional quality, concise, professional, genuine, authentic, clear and focused in what you say you're doing. There's a lot of people here. It just makes the whole room have a better energy and vibe to it if everyone's treated in that way. And then it's good for the whole community. So we're going to be hearing from Dan Pinkerton in just a minute. He's going to welcome everybody to the event. He is our title sponsor for the event, and he manages billions of dollars over his 37-year career. He is one of the most diverse platforms of tactical allocation options in the marketplace, and we're honored to have him speak tomorrow morning, but also he's going to welcome everyone here in a couple minutes. We're going to have billionaire Jeff Hoffman on stage, do a fireside chat later today. Tomorrow, fireside chat with Kevin Harrington. Is on the first year of Shark Tank. We have Jock here as well. Saw sitting up front, said $3 billion plus exits. And then Ed Connors, as I mentioned as well, as well as founder of Keller Williams. So we're excited to have everyone here. Appreciate you spending your time here. And we know you could be spending your time on a whole number of things. Just know that if somebody is on a discussion panel, or you meet them out there and they say that I've invested with them, or they've been a member for 10 years, or they're a paying sponsor, it doesn't mean they have done due diligence on their 20-year track record and have, you know, $20,000 of due diligence done on them, et cetera. You should due diligence everything that you consider investing in for the rest of your life at any conference, right? Because it's not a vetted room of due diligence to investment opportunities. It's an opportunity to network, get to know ideas, and you know, whenever you place your money into something, you're doing it at your own risk and should be careful about that. We have a due diligence expert who'll be on stage during the event, Mike from Verified Diligence, and it's basically a third-party due diligence package you can get on yourself if you're raising capital and you want to raise capital faster. You can do this 50-point due diligence package on yourself and have that in your data room. Or if you're an investor and you're about to invest $500,000 or $250,000 or more into something, you might want to have very thorough third-party due diligence done. And that's what Verified Diligence is. So just be careful at any event you go to, just because, you know, you've worked so hard to earn that money. You should treat it with great respect, obviously. So that's about it for me. I went a couple minutes over, but we want to have Dan come up and just kind of give a welcome note, introduce himself. And Dan's one of the reasons why we have this great venue here at the event. So I appreciate you taking the chance to connect with him during the event. And welcome up, Dan. Thank you for being here.